it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. The Sunday night edition of the Late Night Anger Management Class as the MLS is back. The MLB is back as well. And I think that should be the new hashtag. I'm getting tired of the hashtag MLS is back. We've got Major League Baseball back as well. And I see the degenerates out there. We're actually laying it down on these exhibition games. Major League Baseball starts on Thursday. We're going to break it down this evening. We'll start to take a look at some of these futures. The exam is on Thursday, guys. There's no turning back. At a shortened season, suddenly these future bets become a hell of a lot more interesting. The season win totals. That's another story, but we'll bang that just like we're going to bang the MLS tournament as the Seattle Sounders are banging the Vancouver Whitecaps 3-0 as the Sounders on the verge of cashing a ticket into the next stage. At least they could finish no lower than third place in their group. The San Jose Earthquake shaking things up literally and figuratively as they advance into the next round of the MLS's back tournament as well. We'll keep our eye on the action. On the pitch, a lot of news for the National Football League as well. We say a lot of news for the National Football League in the sense that NFL football players very, very concerned about the safety protocols that are in place. So we should say the lack of safety protocols that are put into place. And football, man, football is the toughest of all these sports to play in a time like this. I think people get a false sense of security because they see golf and NASCAR and even basketball. But those guys, you know, were in a bubble. Bubble's another word that I don't think I ever want to hear. Like, remember the good old days when the word bubble was just about March Madness? Austin Dillon crashes and pops a big bubble. Man, NASCAR keeps on catching big tickets. John Rahm cashes a ticket. Memorial victorious. A lot of stuff to recap. A lot of stuff to look forward to as the Major League Baseball regular season starts on Thursday. We'll crash the party. We'll start to take a look at the numbers, the props, the divisions, the Cy Youngs, and everything else in between. We've got soccer in early morning hours with Inter Miami on the board against NYFC. Ooh, that should be a classic. All right, MLS is crack. I mean, it's back. It's so a sports rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Sports Rage Late Night. I am Renzi, Vent Your Rage. Big Man on Campus will step up and in a couple of minutes. We'll kick it with Big Man, talk some soccer. I'm sure he'll be extremely frustrated about these MLS results right now. Seattle Sounders on the verge of moving on in this tournament. Baseball coming back. And in fact, baseball is back. And I saw people were betting on these games today. And one thing that, you know what else is also back? Incompetence. That's what else is back right now. And I don't know if you guys remember, but I used to like lose it. We used to get like really upset and complain. Like, this is what sports and games were actually happening, but it was happening all the time. Like, there, you know, forget about like the Corona pandemic. So like, when there used to be a ton of games and stuff all the time, and there's somebody that hosts shows and I'm on during these games, and In-Game Live will return tomorrow night, actually, guys. Right after Game Time Decisions, we'll be on with In-Game Live talking futures all week, and then we're going to be live on Thursday as well during the Yankees and the Nationals game. We'll lock in our schedule tomorrow on Game Time Decisions with you guys moving forward. But now that sports are back, the schedule begins to change a bit as well. So when there were games before, remember like when Krusty the Clown got all edgy and hip and stuff? He started complaining. I got more. The quality of computer porn. Like, I've got more complaints. Well, my complaint is, for the love of God, like, they can never get a score right. And if you're gambling, it's incredibly frustrating. And basically, everybody gambles. Like, why would you care what the score is of the White Sox and Cubs game tonight unless you bet on it? But I know, because I was watching it earlier, and I saw it was 7-3. So I'm on ESPN right now, and I see baseball scores. And listen, I didn't even bet on this game, but I don't know. What was the total? Like, imagine if the total was 9.5. If you go to ESPN, you see 6-3. You see 6-3, you think, you think you've won. Right? You didn't win. Yeah, it's 7-3. I hate that. It's like, how hard is it to get a damn score right? Like, seriously. Like, what the hell's wrong with these runners nowadays? Like, it didn't cost me the money, because the facts are the facts. But there was a basketball game in which they said the score was like 139 points, and the total was 138.5. And basically, like, they got the score wrong, and I wasn't the only one. Like, everybody was like, what the hell, man? Because the game wasn't on TV anywhere, so everyone's following it. We all thought we won the over. It was a college basketball game, and we didn't win. We ended up losing. We didn't win because of the stupid score being wrong. Now, listen, I understand that it's going to happen every now and then, but it shouldn't. And you guys, it's your first game back. ESPN, it's your first game back. You got the score wrong already. I'm telling you, man. Like, college football, college basketball, it's the worst, man. They put scores up. They take them down. It's up. It's like, so what score is it anyways? Like, how hard is it? Get the damn score right. So, speaking of which, there were Major League Baseball games this evening. The New York Yankees won 6-0. I don't know. I think so. I think they won 6-0. That's what they're saying. I don't know. Drives me crazy. And it's not like a small detail either. It's a pretty big fact. Like, sports is news, and the news is the damn score. It's basically like being a punter. You've got one job, bro. Like, you got one job. You've got a scoreboard. You've got one job. Get the damn score right. Like, it's nice to see that you guys are, you're in mid-season form already, the first night back, screwing up scores already. Like, is there anything more frustrating than being a gambler and getting told the wrong score? And you think, hey, look, I won. Hey, no, oh, no, wait, I didn't win? What do you mean I didn't win? I thought it was 6-3. No, it was 7-3. The supposed worldwide leader got it wrong. I could tell you that it's still 3-0 right now, Seattle and Vancouver. I got a piece of under 3.5. So if anybody has over 3.5, don't worry, you'll score.
Don't worry, there'll be a goal coming. So baseball is back, and we know, we all saw what we had to go through and what they went through to get baseball back. The NBA really wasn't a lot of, like, you know, it wasn't confrontational. It just took a little while to put it together. Similar situation with the NHL. Now we're getting into NFL territory. And, you know, here we are, guys. We're in mid-June. You know, we're past mid-June. We're past July. You know, we're coming into August right now. These guys still aren't on the field. At some point, you have to ask, you know, realistically, like, listen, are these guys really kicking off on, in September like they plan? Are the Kansas City Chiefs really going to be kicking off, like, in the first week of September against the Houston Texans on that Thursday night? Like, right now, you'd have to say no. And they're on the clock right now. And it doesn't appear as if, though, the National Football League has really done any due diligence at all. Like, players keep waiting for clarification about safety protocols, about legal situations. And they're getting no information, and it's pretty clear that they were tired of it, as there was a massive Twitter blitz today by National Football League players that was clearly coordinated in conjunction, and pretty much everybody, like star players, mid-tier players, like everybody, like Drew Brees, said, we need football, we need sports, we need hope. The NFL's unwillingness to follow the recommendation of its own medical experts will prevent that. That's Drew Brees, man. You don't think Drew Brees wants to play? Guy, seriously, Drew Brees doesn't have that much long left, man. Like, people were saying it's probably Drew Brees' last year as it is. Myles Garrett just signed a $125 million deal. If anyone would want to play and has an incentive to play, it would be this guy. If the NFL doesn't do their part to keep players healthy, there's no football in 2020. It's that simple, he tweets today. Todd Gurley tweets, you want football this year, ? Us players need to remain healthy in order to make that happen. The NFL needs to do their part in order to bring football back safely. Jarvis Landry tweets, crazy to see how the NFL is not following the recommendations of its own experts regarding health and safety for us as players. As of today, questions have not been answered. It doesn't sound like these guys are ready to put a report to camp anytime soon, guys. A lot of question marks around the National Football League. And, listen, all we can do with this, we've got to ride it. We're dealing with it. We're in a crazy world right now. It is what it is. But I'd be very careful. And I say very careful, I mean, I wouldn't play season win totals. I wouldn't play season win totals. They're, for all we know, man, they might do like the same thing. They might say, all right, we're going to play division games and a couple other games, but we can't play 16 games. We'll play a 12-game season. We'll play a 14-game season. Right, I'm not betting a 16-game win ticket right now. I'm not rich enough to let them hold my money. I don't see enough, like, sheer value anyways. And there's too many uncertainties, as in, are they even really going to play? Same thing with college. Now, baseball is going to play. I think we'll lose players along the way, but baseball is going to play, and it's only a two-month run here. So we're going to jump in on that as far as the futures. And we've done quite a bit of homework. We've crunched quite a bit of data. Looked at the numbers, you know, old school, new school, data, gut instinct, feel, schedule, and everything else in between. And I keep coming back to a couple of ball clubs that I think can go over their number. Now, a team that I actually liked a lot this year, to surprise, I'm not saying they were going to win the World Series or anything, but I think they could have done some damage and really put, like, the fear of God into teams that play them, the Toronto Blue Jays. I want to take the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays' win total is low. The Blue Jays' numbers are low. The problem is, we're literally like 4 or 5 days away from the Blue Jays' first game, and they don't know where they're playing. That's a problem. Sports Rage, big man on campus, steps up and in. You can too. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. I am Arenzi. Vent your rage. 844-843-6879. We bring Big Man on campus, onto our campus on this Sunday night. Always a pleasure. Big Man, thanks for taking the time to be with us. Going on, Big Man?
Good, Gabe. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, we're doing all right. We're trying to cry home this under 3.5 in this Vancouver Whitecaps-Seattle Sounder game. And the way that this tournament has gone for me and pretty much everybody, I'm expecting a late goal. So if anyone's got over 3.5, hang in here. There's probably going to be a goal coming. But there seems to be a theme of the night, and I saw you tweet. I haven't been on Twitter much tonight, but I saw a tweet from you, and I see a lot of people in our chat, and I saw other people on Twitter saying, God, the Vancouver Whitecaps are terrible. Seems to be a theme of the night tonight online.
Yeah, I mean, I've carried the water for this league for a long time. I've watched a lot of this league for a long time. I'm not sure I've seen a team this bad in a long time. I mean, they're really poor. I mean, they can't even string possession together. I mean, it's ugly. I mean, they're awful defensively. I mean, they offer nothing. I don't know how they have 50% possession. I mean, they can't even get possession most of the time. It's horrific, but if you're out there, I mean, if this team's out there, you got to bet against them. They're not going to be around much longer, but yeah, they are really poor. One of the worst teams I've seen in a long time.
They are missing five guys. Yet, you know, they had Alphonso Davies on their team, and you know, he was still really young at the time, and they got money after for him, obviously, and they never did anything with the money. That was the thing. And, like, you know, Whitecap fans, you know, didn't understand. They had, you know, millions. They never spent money. If you look, like, Vancouver's never really had a star player. He was their star player, and he was just a kid that they fell ass backwards into, right? And, you know, he was just a kid at the time. But, you know, they never replaced him after. They never spent money. They never do anything to Vancouver Whitecaps. They're kind of just a, you know, they just go through the motions. I don't know. I know their hardcore supporters don't like their ownership group. A lot. Seattle was the play here. Seattle are way better than these guys. Seattle hasn't looked good in this tournament yet. And Seattle dominate these guys, right? They're not really, they're rivals by, you know, geography, but Seattle has always owned these guys, Big Man.
Yeah. I mean, this is ugly. I mean, this is like watching, I don't even know. I mean, I mean, the MLS has got some pretty big gulfs in talent between other leagues. But I mean, I watched a lot of English soccer. I mean, this is like National League type of stuff, which is like the fourth or fifth level. This is bad. I mean, I've watched this game for a while. I mean, it's ugly stuff. I guess, Gabe, my question is in the MLS, and I guess I could look this up, but I just never have had the gumption to do it. Is this is the season, right, for the MLS? Like, there's nothing else after this, right?
No, it's kind of bizarre. It's is part of their season. This is a tournament, yet these games count in the regular season standings as well. even though it's a tournament format, that I believe they want to play after. Like, they don't know, like, if they're going to be able to pull it off. But, yeah.
Why not just do that the whole season then? Like, I don't – like, are they waiting just because they think, like, by waiting it's going to help their cause, like, virus-wise? Like, I don't understand. Like, that was one thing I didn't understand about this league. Like, I had a feeling they were going to play after this, but I don't know. It's kind of jumbled together. It didn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, you got to wonder, like, you know, why did they even do this tournament? It's not like it's a big cash league, right? Not like the players are making a ton of money. You got to believe that it was television induced, right? That TV said, come on, guys, you know, we won't charge you for the bubble and stuff like that. Because, you know, look, they don't have the money the NBA does, right? Like, ESPN has the complex. They probably said, you know, come down here. We won't charge you for the rooms. You know, we'll give you this for the games. They had to make it because you're right. MLS went through a lot of trouble to do this. Listen, I thanked them for doing it. The tournament's going to get better, too. Some of it has been great. I mean, look, it's not a shock. The cops suck. They've always sucked. It is what it is. So, and now as we move forward, there's going to be the better teams. Better teams will be playing big, man, right, as we move forward now that the bad teams are eliminated soon.
Yeah, I mean, like I kind of talked to you last night a little bit, but I'm going to tell you right now, one thing I'll say about this league, if the LAFC can play like they did defensively in the final 70 minutes last night, no one's beating them. I mean, no one's beating them. They're just too good going forward. I mean, they put six by the Galaxy last night. If they can defend like they did, like I said, in the final 70 minutes, they're going to win a lot of games. I mean, they just can't be matched going forward with Wright Phillips and Rossi and Rodriguez. I mean, they just keep going at you and going at you. That was impressive. In that game last night.
They're a fun team to watch. Like, you want to talk about entertainment. They are, if you like that, you know, wild, wild, wide open soccer, LAFC are a hell of a lot of fun to watch. And two games into the tournament, guys, they've been cashing overs in the first 20 minutes of these games. it was like 2-2, like in the 28th minute last night. The game is playing in the morning. I was looking at the numbers, and it's not pretty. This NYFC team, man, holy crap. Like, hey, you want to talk about a bad soccer team right now, big man. You know, I don't know how people thought, like, you know, they were like the fourth choice to win. They were like 10-1 coming into the tournament. They've got a new manager. They still haven't won one match. Dude, like, they can't score. Like, these guys have scored like one goal in four games. Like, going back, like, they've lost like six games in a row. Like, they can't win. And, you know, they're playing against this Miami team. It's real dud of a game in the morning. Like, if you want to carry the water for this league, we better not watch this one, big man. It's going to be an ugly one.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to be watching it. I won't even be up by that time. Yeah, no, I mean, four games, they've scored one goal. I mean, that is just horrific. I mean, yeah, listen, no one's worse than this team we're watching right now, but I mean, I think outside of that, I mean, yeah, the NYCFC, and, you know, kind of a storied team over the years. I mean, you know, obviously, David Villa was there for a while. It's sad to see. But they're bad. I won't watch 1 minute of that game. Won't be betting it. Won't have anything on it. I'm just going to kind of stick to some of the bigger games from now on. You know, obviously stick with, you know, LAFC and the overs. I mean, those have been just cash cows. I'll tell you what, they play Portland on Thursday, I want to say. That's going to be a big-time game.
Yeah, you know what? You're exactly right. I've been betting every game. There might have been, I'm thinking about it. Like, I literally, guys, might have bet every game in this tournament. I've been doing better over the last four days or so, actually. I've been hitting a lot of these goal props. We've hit a couple of plus money picks along the way. But you're right. Like, I don't have to bet every game and bet a ton of money on every game and instead just step up and hammer certain spots. Like, the Philadelphia-Orlando game, that should be a fun one. Tomorrow night, I think there should be some goals in that one, big man. Surprisingly, Orlando with two wins right now. So, you know, they can play wide open. They kind of already do. And Philadelphia is going to bring it as well. Philadelphia could put the ball in that. I think tomorrow night should be a fun one.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, I think we kind of have the right kind of thought here. I mean, it's, you know, it's, you know, picking games and trying to find value in some of these totals. And then, you know, like you were doing, just, you know, betting these goal scorers. I mean, I know last night I cleaned up on that LAFC game, but yeah, I mean, finding these teams and just hitting these goal props, they go score anytime, they seem to pay pretty good. I mean, you're getting plus 150, plus 180s, plus 210s. You're getting nice prices on these to score anytime. So yeah, I think it's kind of keeping at that and, you know, just finding spots with totals and stuff.
Well, one thing that you've been crushing, and I've been along for the ride, riding these Italian overs. We got a big game tomorrow, actually, in Italy. A big match. It's so frustrating, bro. That's two times now, in the last 2 weeks or so, that this Atalanta team has screwed me, big man, on these overs. And but every time I do a parlay, like I played a bunch of parlays in the overnight hour. Like, you know, late night game. So I wake up in the morning and I'm like, all right, I just need over 2.5. Should sail over. And it doesn't. It's unbelievable. Yeah, that's like two times out of their last three games that they've gone under. They're starting to upset me with that.
Yeah, I mean, what's irritating about them is they go, like, they just, I mean, they're every game it's 20, 25 attempts. I mean, some of the stuff just isn't real quality. But, yeah, you know, you got to stick with Atlanta. I'm going to tell you right now, Tuesday, I would bet this right now if I were you. I've been betting this Bologna team. I've been betting their both teams to score in over 2.5s religiously. They've given up a goal in 29 straight games. They actually are pretty solid going forward. This is going to be one I will surely be on. As far as tomorrow's game, I'm not complicating it. I think in this league, Gabe, you got to not complicate things. Just go with what you like. Go with what feels good. Juventus is the best team in this league. They still haven't necessarily clinched the number one Scudetto yet, but I think they're close. Tomorrow should be a big step forward. Lazio is a good side, but they really have not played well since the restart. In fact, they've been pretty poor, actually. They had a 0-0 draw the other night against Udinese, which is not a good look. Lost to Sassuolo, lost to Lecce, who's a relegation team. Got shut out against Milan. So this is a team that I would be betting against right now.
They haven't won.
They're not playing well.
They haven't won in five matches since they beat Torino. As you stated, scoreless draw, 2-1 loss, 2-1 loss, 3-0 loss, and then a 2-1 win. Like, they haven't won, and then it's been five matches since they've won a match.
Yeah, Torino's bad. Don't complicate this. Simple bet here, Gabe. Juventus over 1.5, minus 130, minus 125. You can find it anywhere right now. Juventus is going to win this game. It's not going to be 1-0. So Juventus and over 1.5, easy.
I've been enjoying the Italian League. We're going to jump in on this. We'll hit some more soccer. We'll get big man's thoughts on the NFL situation right now, in which the NFL players don't appear as though they feel the NFL owners have their best interest at heart. All that and more. Bring it. Sports Rage Late Night continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
My name's Bobby and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Hey, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it.
Who's dealing? Who's in? Sports Rage Late Night continues. I'm Morenci. Bobby Riggs, the great Bobby Riggs. A great tennis player and a great degenerate legendary gambler as well. Big man on campus. He likes to gamble. We're talking a little soccer right now. Hopefully, listen, we got baseball. They played some exhibition baseball, big man. So we're going to have regular season baseball on Thursday in the second hour of the show. I'm going to get into some futures, some win totals, division numbers, and everything else in between. There's only a couple of days before the season starts. But NFL football, that's another story, big man. College football, another story as well. And you're seeing right now NFL players speaking out in unison. You know, and big time players from, you know, Drew Brees to J.J. Watt to, you know, Jarvis Landry, you know, across the board, they seem to be pretty unified in this, that the NFL has to do a hell of a lot better job in providing safety protocols. I, they didn't say they're not playing, so I don't think they're not. I'm not saying there's not going to be NFL football, but I never believed they were going to kick off in September. I'm not really convinced they'll play a full 16-game season, big man, right now. And truth be told, like college football, like we're really on the clock right now. Like, you know, I've heard coaches say that they need 6 weeks. Then they're like, all right, maybe I could pull it off in 4 weeks to get a team ready. You know, look, West Virginia, you know, had kids working out and like 38 of them or something got coronavirus. They had to shut down. They had to shut everything down right away. What do you make of the NFL players bitching right now about the lack of safety protocols in place?
Well, I obviously understand it. It's kind of sad that the NFL has been given what, you know, 4+ months. I mean, we kind of just assumed they would be ones to figure it out. But then again, I guess it's important to understand. I mean, this is still a league that doesn't understand what a catch is, or we don't know what a catch is. So are they really able to figure anything out? I will
say
this. I think it's important. I think it's important to give it some time. From what I actually saw a video earlier of the Vikings. They did a tour of their complex, and they showed kind of what the facility looks like now that coronavirus is important. And it's kind of the new normal. And I have to figure that every other team is kind of doing that as well, and we'll be ready for the season. I'm still confident that I think the season will be able to be played. I said the other day, and I've kind of been saying this for a while, I think that Oakley face mask is a game changer. I really do. I don't know why it's not getting more talk. I think it's something that will obviously be a big thing. I mean, if you can protect all the players during the plays and that kind of thing. And as I said to you many times, I think baseball is going to be big for them. If baseball kind of comes off and it works and players aren't getting sick and everyone's good to go, I think it'll be better for the NFL, obviously. But, yeah, they need to get it figured out. I think they will, and I think they are. If this Vikings facility is any indication, I'm hoping, obviously, all the other teams are taking notes, and I'm sure they'll be ready to go.
It's a good point that you raise as far as, you know, the national, everyone sort of believe, well, listen, oh, the NFL, they could just throw money at it, right? Well, the NFL could do whatever they want. They could build this. They could do that. They could do whatever they, you know, whatever they need to do. Yet, you know, it seems like they're choosing really not to do anything right now. And it's a good point that you raised. We're talking about a league that can't, like, they don't know what a catch is. They don't know what pass interference is. They still, you know, feed players, you know, painkillers and get them addicted to Percocet, but get upset if they smoke weed, right? Like the NFL, you know, they're out of touch with reality, the NFL. And, you know, one quote that I saw a coach, and I think it's Sean Payton. You know, I was trying to read between the lines because he was part of the interview, and then they said an unnamed coach, but Payton was part of the interview. And Payton said, basically, he said the draft going off and doing the draft has given Goodell like a false sense of security moving forward, right? That the NFL is somehow invincible and stuff. Yet, you know, the thing with baseball is, big man, you're kind of isolated. You look at guys in the outfield, like in the infield, there's instances in which you're going to be close to someone, but not that much, actually. And, you know, baseball does a good job, like the Koreans set the table for this, of getting rid of the baseball, right? Like, they're going to go through a lot of baseballs this year, guys.
Right.
They're going to go through a lot of balls, guys. Like, basically, once, like, you, they're not supposed, I don't know if you saw the video the other day with Garrett Cole, but he struck some, they were doing an intra-squad scrimmage. He struck someone out, and Sanchez threw it around the horn after. And ball's dead after that. Like, you know what I mean? The ball gets taken out of play right away. So they do a good job with that. There are people, like, breathing on top of each other. I agree. That Oakley helmet thing is great. You know, I just...
Well, I think, Gabe...
I don't see, big man, how bad things just don't happen. That's what I'm just stating. Like, they're going to try to pull this off with football.
Here's one thing.
But it could end poorly. Like, if someone gets really sick in football, it could end very badly. They're not, like, rip basketball players, all these guys.
Well, here's the thing, and here's something that maybe it'll set you a little bit straight. I don't know, but I think the question, I think all the teams will be fine day to day. It's just, does the NFL, have they prepared for everything else? Like, what happens if a player tests positive? That kind of thing.
Well, but that's the thing, so man. It's almost like society itself, like where the states are almost like they're the cities that defend for themselves.
Yeah.
I think the teams are like putting their own protocols in place. Then they're, you know, they want to keep their own players safe. They want them to be healthy so they can play. So you're right about that. I think the NFL players, as you stated, they're more like, what about this? And what about that? What if we get it? What if our careers are, what about this? Who's paying for that?
And
right. And the NFL just doesn't have any answers for that.
Yeah. And I think that's something they obviously need to hammer out. They need to do it quick, but you know, you look at like the Vikings, for instance, they're doing every other shower head will be removed, you know, training room. They're going to have plexiglass between every, you know, kind of chair or whatever they have, meeting rooms. Everything is, you know, all the seats are spaced out. I mean, there's testing as you come into the building. The cafeteria is only going to have a certain amount of people. There's just all different crazy things they're doing. And the facility's much safer, obviously. But, yeah, the NFL needs to come out and say, how does testing work? You know, what happens if someone tests positive? You know, is it daily testing? All that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's huge. And look at, and also Gabe, what about if you live in a hot spot, you know, you're a Dolphin or you're an Arizona Cardinal or you're a, yeah, you know, a Buffalo Bill. I mean, it's totally different. So yeah, the MLB's kind of a thing. And I know you mentioned it's a little different of a sport, but just the overall kind of trajectory of the season is similar in the way of they have to travel and they have to do all that thing. And there's obviously a shorter, you know, shorter amount of games, but we'll see. It's something they got to do, and they got to do quick.
You know, I don't know if you saw the story, guys. So I know a lot. I don't know. I'm sure you saw it, Big Man, but and I know a lot of we have a lot of Blue Jay fans tuning in. So the Blue Jays, of course, they thought they were going to be able to play in Toronto, and the local, you know, Toronto said okay, but the federal government shut it down. And now, like, so there was a big thought process. All right, they're just going to go to Florida to their spring training home. They'll play in Dundee in Florida. And, you know, it's only 2 months. It is what it is. But the players don't want to go to Florida. So as you stated, Big Man, they point blank said, we're not going to play. We're not living in the state of Florida. Like, we're not moving to Florida.
Well, Gabe.
So then they're like, all right, we'll go to Buffalo. They can't go to Buffalo, big man. They want to go. The players are now, at some point, the Jays are going to have to shut up and suck it up. But they want to play in a major league stadium. So it's like, well, where? So the problem with Buffalo is it's a AAA facility. It looks nice enough, like on TV and stuff. But the thing is, like you were just talking about the Vikings, they're not fitted for this stuff. It's a minor league facility. Right. They minor league facilities aren't supposed to have posh clubhouses, big man. Hey, you're not supposed to want to stay there.
I'm not sure, motivated
to get out. It's too small for them to play. Like they said, it's too dangerous in the clubhouse. There's not enough room for the players. So here we are in 5 days, bro. They don't have a place to play.
Yeah, I don't understand. I got to tell you, and I know, you know, I've lauded Canada for their, you know, tremendous work they've done with this virus. But I mean, Gabe, it's not like they're there. Like, why can't they just quarantine people in hotels? Like if you leave the hotel, you're fine. Like it's pretty simple. I don't understand how it's so difficult. I mean,
the Blue Jay players,
what's the problem?
Blue Jay players didn't want to, they can't live in the hub like for the whole time. Like they would be the only team.
Why do they have to stay? Why can't they just go home?
Because if you go into Canada, big man, and come from the United States, you have to quarantine for 14 days.
Yeah,
so
I mean, Canada,
they would have had to live in a perpetual state of quarantine, right? That was their problem.
Yeah, I guess I forgot about that. I mean, look, I can't knock Canada because they've been able to figure this out,
they're
and they're
safety first.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a, you know, in this case, I think it's a little much. But, hey, that's why your country has it figured out and we don't.
Exactly. But think, big man, like, we're just talking about, like, if you're Toronto, what are you going to do when the Florida Marlins come? Like, I don't know. They all could have it. You don't know, right? Like, so then they're bringing it into the country. Then they're leaving. And then the Yankees are coming.
What do you think they're
going to
do?
I don't know. My gut instinct I know, dude. The season starts on Friday. They don't have a home.
Yeah, that's
like, and the Blue Jay players, they even said, like, they admitted, they go, yeah, it's kind of wearing on us. It's not easy not knowing where you're gonna live. Like, brute, like, they don't have houses. Yeah. Like, they, you know what I mean? Like, they don't have condos. They don't know where they're living. And the season starts, and the teams tell them, "Don't worry about it. We'll handle it."
Maybe it's just take the year off, Blue Jays.
I think Buffalo's gonna be the place. I think Buffalo's gonna be the place. Like, the problem is, number one, they need to install Major League Baseball lights, big man, in Buffalo, like, fast. Like, the lighting isn't good
enough. Yikes.
The lights are, like, in the minors are notoriously bad. And so they need new Major League Baseball lights. It's not cheap. So, like, the Blue Jays have to pay for that. Like, they're willing to do it. But then they're like, it's not just the lights. The clubhouses suck, and it's too small. They're like, we can't cramp these guys together. Like, it's dangerous. So, I don't know. They're going to smash walls down there in Buffalo. And then they're like, the Blue Jays already spent all this money, too, dude, planning ahead for this and to play in Dundee in Florida. Same thing. They installed big league lights. They made the clubhouse nicer. Like, they've been investing all this money to make the Florida facility nicer. And they're like, we can't go live in Florida. It's like a death trap. We're not going there. So, they're running out of options. Charlotte, North Carolina has come up now. They've got a nice, like, stadium that I guess the Blue Jays could use. And believe it or not, big man, your backyard, Philadelphia. Like, there's talk that they might just play in Philadelphia or New York, like, when the Yankees aren't there or the Phillies aren't there. Like, I don't know. Like, that's a stupid idea.
That's,
like,
wild.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think you're going to have to just go to Charlotte or Florida or one of these. Buffalo seems like the most likely, I would think. But
I don't know. Like, it's hard to build. I don't know. Come up with something. You got money. It's big league. You got Major League Baseball. You can come up with something. All right, hang in here, big man. I want to get your couple of more soccer takes and picks before we get big man out of here. We'll get into the baseball. We'll continue to talk about this Blue Jay situation. We'll give you the options and the situation and the details. Sports Rage Late Night continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're just talking about the Toronto Blue Jay situation. There's late breaking news from tonight that the Toronto Blue Jays are in talks right now with big man, and this is going to blow your mind, the Pittsburgh Pirates, that the Toronto Blue Jays would play at PNC Park, home of the Pittsburgh Pirates, that the Pirates are open to the idea and they're on board. They want to help the Blue Jays. It seems like right now Pittsburgh is the new front runner right now, as the Blue Jay players as a whole have basically stated that that has to be a major league stadium, which, they're putting themselves in a tougher position now, but they basically are saying, they're like, we don't care where it is, but we want to be in a major league stadium. Teoscar Hernandez says, I would like to go to a major league field, but for me, I don't care where. I just want to go and play and do my job and try to help the team win. Anthony Bass says, we don't want to be in a place where it's a hot spot. We got to go where it's safe, a place in the United States where cases are going down and already low. Pittsburgh has only 6,263 reported COVID cases, so Looks like they might be in your state, big man. The Pittsburgh Blue Jays, bro.
That's a beautiful park, man. Definitely a good place to pick if you're gonna pick somewhere. That's a great great idea.
Yeah,
hey, if it can work out logistically, why not?
Yeah, because that's the whole thing. The Blue Jay players, I don't know. To me, they're getting a little picky right now, to be honest. It's like, guys, you're only playing 30 home games anyway. It's like, what do you care? Just shut up. Go to Buffalo and shut up. But, like, they really don't seem to want to go to Buffalo, like, for whatever reason. Like it's their AAA team. Like, they have everything there. It's like, guys, like, you can't make the clubhouse a little nicer? Like, really? Oh, it's got to be a big league stadium. It's like, all right, you're going to go to Pittsburgh. Looks like now. All right, hang in here, big man. We'll take a quick break. We'll get caught up to date. Dan Straffigan's caught up to date. We'll get you some soccer picks. I'm going to get into some baseball. Bring it. Sports Rage Late Night.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.